in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, 90. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 70. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Neil Dirks, who had been at the helm of the National Pork Producers Council for two decades, announced Friday he will retire by the end of the year. Dirks has been with the pork producers in various capacities over the last 31 years. Dirks, who works in the Des Moines office of the pork producers, has led the organization through issues like a wave of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and the processing slowdowns brought on by the COVID-19. The organization has also been forced to cancel War Pork Expo, the signature summer event held annually in Iowa for the last couple of years, but it is going on this week. According to the pork producers, Dirks will stay in the role until a search for his replacement is concluded. He'll then transition to a strategic counselor capacity during that transition time. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has once again introduced legislation that would relax the U.S. trade embargo with Cuba. The legislation's goal is to open another avenue for profit for American farmers and ranchers. Moran says the current regulations are limiting revenue streams for farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers. Moran says that the unilateral trade embargo on Cuba blocks American farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers from selling into a market just 90 miles off the U.S. shores. He said at the same time, foreign competitors like China are benefiting at our expense. He said the legislation will expand market opportunities for U.S. producers by allowing them to compete on a level playing field with other countries. If the legislation gets passed, it would repeal all regulations that restrict doing business with Cuba. Kansas Farm Bureau President Rich Felt says having the opportunity to export crops like wheat, corn, and soybeans to our neighbors down in Cuba would be a win for farming communities all across Kansas and around the country. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpen.com. Hitchpen, your ag marketplace.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Why a new drug has been approved by the FDA for treatment in the Alzheimer's disease after clinical trials that a Kansas man was part of. And some doctors in the state of Kansas say they're pretty excited as it's the first new drug to try and fight the disease in over a decade.
We are looking at this disease in many different directions. It is going to take kind of a cocktail recipe. We know there's just not one thing that might work for everyone.
That was Breanne Tucker, the program director and research champion at the Kansas chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Kansas resident David Welch was part of the trial for the drug after saying his family has struggled with Alzheimer's for more than three generations.
It's a terrible disease, and anybody that's ever been exposed to it knows that. But I think that it's going to save people's lives, that it did mine.
That audio from Cake News. KU medical researchers are also doing another study trying to use a different drug to help treat Alzheimer's. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
A Wichita woman is accused of trying to run over her husband and running into a business in the process. Formal charges have not yet been filed against the 42-year-old suspect. Wichita officer Charlie Davidson said police were called on Saturday night to a report of a vehicle striking a building on East 2nd Street. Officers discovered that a 2014 Dodge Challenger had struck a building and found the suspect and her 45-year-old husband at the scene. No one was injured. They say the investigation determined that the woman tried multiple times to run over her husband before striking the business. In other news, a man is hospitalized in critical condition after a burglary led to a fire that also caused minor injuries to four Wichita police officers. Police say they responded on Sunday night to a 911 call about a burglary in progress inside a home's detached garage. A news release from police say that arriving officers found the garage entry was barricaded from the inside. Police eventually got inside and discovered a man had locked himself into a smaller room where a fire had been set. Police were treated and released due to smoke inhalation. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A rural western Nebraska lawmaker says he will undergo treatment again for a rare form of cancer that he has faced before. Senator Tom Brewer of Gordon says a series of medical tests this spring revealed that his hairy cell leukemia has returned and he will need chemotherapy to treat it. Brewer says he plans to take some time off from his duties for treatment and will have to cancel or reschedule some of his upcoming events. A bison calf born last month at a safari park near Omaha is now on full display at the park where it's roaming the grounds with its mother and the rest of the herd. The Omaha World Herald reports the auburn-colored calf was born May 11th at the park's Bison Plains. Bison young are lighter than adults and don't turn the characteristic dark brown of bison until they're several months old. Zookeepers have not directly interacted with the calf and do not yet know if it's male or female. The addition brings the herd's total to 32. Mid-America Network News.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. The United Fresh Produce Association says pallet shortages are disrupting the produce supply chain. The organization says the lack of pallets is adding stress to a supply chain that's already facing significant challenges. Other supply chain issues include a lack of available trucks and shipping containers, labor challenges, and a pending shortage of resin used to make reusable containers and pallets. Expectations are that the pallet shortage will continue for several months, perhaps for the rest of this year. The shortage of lumber and wood products has increased the cost of raw lumber 200% to 350% and makes the cost of wood pallets increase incrementally. Some report over the past few weeks, pallet costs have increased more than 400% if the pallets are even available. The organization warns that without ensuring pallet availability for produce shipments, quote, there is little doubt that it will be very difficult, if not impossible, to meet consumer produce demand. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day is Tuesday, June 8th, with online contributions being accepted as well as donations in person or by mail. Matching funds of $10,000 are available this year, with 19 local nonprofit organizations listed among participants on the organization website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Checks may be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids, or may be dropped off today at the Match Day event at the Blue Rapids Community Center until 3 p.m. Filing deadline was Tuesday for city and school board filings for the November election. Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes has filed for re-election. In Ward 1, Bobby Pipia, incumbent, will be challenged by Kyle Gorky. In Ward 2, Terry Hughes did not refile. Lori Snellings will face Ryan Nelson. Incumbent Colleen Behrens is unopposed in Ward 3. And in Ward 4, Diane Schroller did not file. Kyle Bargman will challenge Jeff Keating. City Treasurer Ken Kiekhafer has filed for re-election. For Marysville, USD 364 School Board, Position 4 incumbent Chris Denner is challenged by Liberty Price Obley. For Position 5 incumbent, Pam Dankenbring is challenged by Tyson Anderson. And position six, incumbent Kevin O'Neill, is challenged by Travis Prawley. KNDY will have additional filings in Marshall and Washington County on upcoming newscasts. Multiple injuries were reported Saturday near Steel City as a motorcycle had slowed to turn off Highway 8. Three other motorcycles following it swerved but collided, with all three drivers ejected. One was transported by Life Flight to Lincoln, another transported by ambulance, and the third suffered just minor injuries. Those involved were not identified. Two mill and overlay projects are scheduled to begin in Marshall County on Thursday, weather permitting. 11 miles of U.S. 77 will be restricted to one lane from U.S. 36 to the Kansas-Nebraska state line. Traffic will be directed by a pilot car flagger signs and cones. East and westbound U.S. 36 will be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car when work on U.S. 77 is taking place near the intersection. K-233 will also be restricted to one lane for approximately 3.5 miles. Work will extend east from the K-233 U.S. 77 intersection north to the Oquito City limit. Pilot car flaggers, signs, and cones will direct traffic through the work zone. Drivers on either route should plan for delays up to 15 minutes and allow extra travel time. Work is planned Monday through Friday, Saturday if needed during daylight hours. Both projects expected to be completed by late July. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the combined $2.4 million projects. Barry E. Sloan, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery south of Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Barry Sloan. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy. Marjorie W. Vogler, age 95, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. A graveside interment service is planned Friday, June 25th at 10:30 at the Pine Hill Cemetery north of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Vogler.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for the central parts of the Midwest, we have a stationary boundary across the northern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms, and an upper-level low that is spinning off towards the east. It looks like in our area, we're going to see dry weather. Some areas could see maybe some isolated storms this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny skies, dry weather all the way through Thursday before a system moves into the area as we head into Friday into Friday night. We will continue to see warm temperatures out there across the central upper parts of the Midwest, well in the 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 70. For Thursday, sunny in the mid-90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early June, 84. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 61. The record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Listening to your body is important, and it may be time to call the doctor. A special checkup on the details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 8th, the 159th day of the year. First Lady Barbara Bush was born on this day in 1925, and on this day in 1947, Lassie made its debut as a radio show that lasted a mere 15 minutes. It wasn't turned into a TV show until 1954. In 2016, a women's health nonprofit organization started National Call Your Doctor Day. It is meant to encourage women to call and make a checkup with their doctors. Did you know that as of 2015, more than 80% of Americans admitted that they delay or forego their preventative checkups altogether? Preventative health screenings can stop you from being another statistic. It might be a good time today to pick up the phone and schedule an appointment with your physician. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, Laura Howard, invites you to raise awareness for Elder Abuse Awareness Month this June. Speak up for the millions of older adults and people with disabilities who experience abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation every year who can't or won't speak for themselves. If you or an elderly person you know is being abused, contact the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with this station.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Max Stassi homered and drove in three runs, and the Angels turned Jackson Cowher's major league debut into a nightmare as Los Angeles defeated the Kansas City Royals 8-3. Stassi had an RBI single off Cowher during a four-run first inning and hit a two-run shot in the fifth. The Royals continue their series with Los Angeles in a late game tonight. First pitch at 20 minutes to 9. Britt Reed pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges stemming from a crash that critically injured a 5-year-old girl back in February. During his arraignment yesterday afternoon, a Jackson County judge also approved a modification to Reed's bond that will allow him to drive with an interlock device in his vehicle. Police say Reed was drunk when he left the Chiefs practice facility 3 days before the team was set to play in the Super Bowl. Reed admitted he had had 2 to 3 drinks and has an Adderall prescription. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Oglaw Livestock celebrating 70 years with our annual customer appreciation special stocker and feeder sale Thursday, June the 10th. Expecting 5,500 to 6,000 head. Sale time 8 Mountain, 9:30. Will sell 2,500 head of fall calves. Rush Creek Land and Livestock Moon 400 F1 black white face, red white face steers, heifers, off cow, 5 weights. Now, Frenchman Valley will have 275 8-weight feeding steers. Marty Larson, 224 NHTC Angus steers, 6.5 to 8. Sis Brothers, 200 Angus steers, heifers, 6 to 8 1/4. Tom and Chris Rutt, 200 Angus steers, heifers, running out. They're mostly 6 weights. View all of our valued and high-quality consignments at OglawLive.com. Call the office at 308-284-2071. 5,500 stockers, feeders, fall calves, Thursday, June the 10th, Oglaw Livestock.
Alabama coach Nick Saban has agreed to a 3-year contract extension running through the 2029 season. Alabama announced the extension yesterday. It includes $8.425 million in base salary and talent fee for the current contract year, with annual raises of unspecified amounts. The 69-year-old Saban, who has led the Crimson Tide to 6 national championships since taking over in 2007, will receive an $800,000 contract completion benefit after each contract year from 2022 through 2025. A former captain of the Michigan State University basketball team has been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of a man in Detroit. Keith Appling is accused of killing 66-year-old Clyde Edmonds back on the 22nd of May. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office says Appling and Edmonds had an argument over a gun. Appling's been in custody since his arrest May 24th. He played for Michigan State from 2010 through 2014. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team lost a pair at Corning Sunday, 6-4 in the opener, 10-4 in the nightcap. The Marysville Legion baseball team will host Republic County Wednesday, doubleheader games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. KNDY will have the 8-man All-Star game from Beloit, Division II, kickoff at 10, pregame coverage at 9:30 Saturday on KNDY AM 1570 FM. 94.1.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Your opportunity for a better lifestyle is right here at home. Landall's is seeking production employees, including assembly, welding, fabrication, machinists, and material handling. On-the-job training available, offering a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000 for qualified individuals for full-time positions open immediately. Competitive wages with attendance bonus, profit sharing, great benefits, including health and retirement, and paid time off. Join their amazing team. Learn more at Landall.com. An equal opportunity employer.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
The newer and wider selection of Gerbera daisies make them a great choice for the garden, container, and flower arrangements. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The award-winning Garvinia Gerbera daisies are long-blooming and have more heat tolerance than most others. The 18-inch tall plants are covered with 2-inch diameter flowers all summer long. One plant can produce as many as 100 blooms in a season. It's cold hardy to zone 7. The larger patio Gerbera daisies produce large flowers up to 8 inches across on stems up to 2 feet tall. Great in containers, you'll have the biggest display in spring and flower sporadically throughout summer. On the other extreme are the minis and micros, much smaller plants covered with lots of small flowers. Whichever one you select, grow it in full sun and well-drained soil. Fertilize regularly and remove faded flowers and dead leaves to keep the plants blooming and looking their best. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for Floyd and Julie Munson southeast of Olsburg, Kansas. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Selling tractors and machinery, including an IH-10 86 diesel with cab, Farmall 706 diesel, H Farmall gas tractor, Vermeer Big Baler, New Holland Trail Type mower, 5-bar hay rake, pop-up bale loader, 2-wheel big bale mover, 9-foot pull-type swather, plus other machinery and miscellaneous. Vehicles and trailers include a 2,500 GMC 4x4 pickup with a good hydrobed bale bed, 335,000 miles, an 88 Chrysler 5th Avenue 4-door car, 150,000 miles, 20-foot tandem axle gooseneck flatbed trailer with ramps and double jack stand, 16x5-foot bumper hitch stock trailer with a good floor. Salvage items, livestock equipment, mower, generator, shop tools, some guns, antiques, collectibles, and household items. Selling for Floyd and Julie Munson, this retirement farm machinery auction will be held at 12245 Booth Creek Road at Olsburg. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Auction conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Near the town square in Memphis, Missouri, you'll find a monument to a soldier who died in World War I. The marker was recently relocated here, which is a story in itself. And a look at the inscription on this tall obelisk reveals much about the man and his grieving family. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
About a century ago, a family who grieved the loss of their only child in World War I erected a monument to him and other soldiers. That monument stood in the middle of their farm field.
He's life-size, and he sits up in the air. He's on top of a 12-foot pillar.
As Rhonda McBee explains, the monument was known as the Soldier in the Field, placed on the Barnett Farm after their son died at Fort Riley, Kansas, perhaps due to the Spanish flu. The family moved away, and over time, the monument deteriorated. Locals decided to move it to the grounds of the Historical Society in Memphis, Missouri. But there were some stipulations on such a relocation.
He had to be facing west. So we have him on the northwest corner of our lot. So he does face west. And one of the other things, he was supposed to always have flowers planted. So we're hoping to get the flower box erected on the front of it.
We don't know why the soldier needed to face west, but we do know much about his family. Their thoughts are inscribed on the base of the monument.
His mother's heart was broken, and she has a written piece that you can tell that she never got over the loss of her son.
And we know much about the Barnett Farm, as details about what they raised were engraved on one side of the base as well.
But it talks about they raised dogs, Hereford cattle, I think, and some type of hogs. And they were really quite well-to-do at the time for this area.
The monument is just one of several things the Historical Society has to see in the seat of Scotland County.
We have the Downing House, we have the depot, the Boyer House, we have a summer kitchen, and a carriage house, along with a rose garden, the Gorn commemorative bell, and the Soldier in the Field statue.
Traveling the Countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of household items and a number of tools for Jim Nork Saturday, June 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. This will be a short sale, lots of tools. Selling a 2004 Ford XLT Ranger pickup, 144,000 miles, a 2015 Troy-built 42-inch 15-horse rodding mower, self-propelled mower. A number of tools include a circular saw, jigsaws, electric sander, Dremel tools, hole saws, extension and step ladders. Furniture items include a newer twin-size bed, several chest of drawers, some desks, a retro platform rocker and couch, newer mini fridge, a microwave, forge drawer file cabinet, some collectibles including an oak chair and desk with underbook storage. Again, this will be a shorter sale with a lot of tools, some household items, selling for Jim Nork. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Farmers looking for alternative ways to market their produce might consider a roadside stand. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. With the right location, attract customers and earn extra cash as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Years ago, there was a small fruit and vegetable stand next to the road that I traveled to and from work. It had high-quality produce, and I stopped there quite often to buy some. Starting a roadside stand takes some planning. You'll have to abide by your local laws and then decide how you will entice potential customers to stop. Kent Wolf is the director for the Center for Agribusiness and Economic Development at the University of Georgia. He says the more offerings available, the better luck you'll have.
We've actually had some people that had picked their own tomatoes and picked their own squash to go along with their stand. And then also, too, it's a good idea, if you can, to have some ready-to-eat items there as well. It might be something they could grab and eat in a car.
And, of course, location, location, location. It plays a huge role in how successful your farm stand will be. Spend some time observing traffic flows in your area. Wolf suggests setting up next to a thoroughfare near a popular destination such as a park or beach, and have good signage to bring people off the beaten path. Also be sure there's ample room for parking and for cars to enter and exit off the road. The structure you sell out of depends on how much you want to spend on it.
We see stuff everywhere from just a simple pole barn facility. If you want to have something that people can get out of the sun and the rain, that does happen if it's really hot day or if it's raining or inclement weather. You also want to give them some shade so they'll come in and maybe talk and browse around a little bit. You want to make it comfortable for them. And also kind of reflect the image of your farm.
Shoppers are more likely to form a positive impression of your market if products are high quality, clean, and nicely displayed. Learn more about starting a roadside produce stand at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and saved us, who guided us on to the end of our days. His banners are o'er us, his light goes before us, a pillar.
And the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the deep.
One of my favorite games to play growing up was hide and seek. It was always such a thrill finding the perfect spot to hide. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, putting together a financial strategy might feel like a game of hide and seek. Maybe you are seeking advice on how much you should be saving. Or perhaps you're wondering where or how you should be investing your resources. And unlike being it during a game of hide and seek, you don't have to go through putting together a financial strategy alone. If you need help, consider asking a financial professional for guidance. Someone who understands how your faith and your values drive your money decisions. Together, you can come up with a strategy that reflects your current and your future goals. So take the leap today. Understand where and how you want to manage your resources so you can live out your purpose in life.
How to create a better post-pandemic food system today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
Let's use what we've learned during the pandemic to create a better food system. That's the opinion of Ertharin Cousin, Distinguished Fellow of Global Food and Agriculture at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Cousin spoke during a webinar put on by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
Many are asking, if we are on the other side of the crisis, why can't we just go back to business as usual, to how we operated our agriculture and food systems before COVID? Our food system before COVID was, if not broken, in desperate need of repair. In addition, the question we should ask is not if there will be another pandemic, but when will there be another pandemic?
Cousin says we have an opportunity to build back better.
It means food systems supported by agriculture systems that are not just productive, but sustainable, meaning a food system from farm to fork operates within our environmental boundaries, meets our human health needs, including access to affordable, nutritious food for all, and supports equitable economic opportunity for all actors across the entire food value chain.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
For over a century, we've specialized in serving the financial needs of the entire ag community. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, the USDA's crop progress report issued Monday afternoon showed some potentially good news for the winter wheat crop. 8% of the winter wheat crop is in excellent condition nationwide, according to the report. 42% is rated in good condition. That's up about 2 points from the week before. In Kansas, the winter wheat crop is 96% headed. That's just a bit behind the five-year average of 98%. As far as the condition goes in Kansas, 10% is rated poor to very poor. 25% of the winter wheat crop is rated fair. 53% is in good shape, and 12% is rated as excellent. By the way, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Texas have their winter wheat crop harvest underway. The crop progress report showed that the corn planting nationwide pretty much done. In Kansas, 74% of the corn crop has emerged. That's a little behind the five-year average of 83%. 66% of the Kansas corn crop is rated in good condition. 10% is rated as excellent. Taking a look at some of the other crops, Kansas farmers have 68% of the soybean crop planted. That's a little ahead of the five-year average of 62%. 49% of Kansas soybeans have emerged. 89% of Kansas cotton is in the ground. That's well ahead of the five-year average of 69%. Now, we have fallen a bit behind with sorghum. 30% of the Kansas sorghum crop has been planted as of this week. That's behind the 37% on the five-year average. And Kansas sunflower farmers have 40% of their planting finished this week, and that is a bit ahead of the five-year average of 34%. So we're a little bit ahead on soybeans and sunflowers. We've fallen a bit behind in sorghum planting. Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Breaking this afternoon, after 31 years of service with the National Pork Producers, including the last 20 as CEO, Neil Dirks announcing his plans to retire from the pork producers at the end of the year. The Board of Directors has already initiated a search for the new CEO. Dirks will remain in his role as CEO until the search process is complete and will serve as a strategic counselor during that transition period. He said he's enjoyed his service as CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. He said the chance to interface with producers and others in the pork industry is beyond, and to work with producer leaders and the talented staff has been the highlight of his career. This week, the Federal Reserve Board released the 2021 Beige Book update, which is a summary of commentary on current economic conditions from the Federal Reserve District. The 10th District, which is Kansas City, it says the 10th District farm economy remaining strong. Drought continues to strain all types of producers in the western part of the region. The 8th District in St. Louis, it says agriculture contacts remain optimistic about current conditions. Most agriculture surveyed reported that their sales thus far have met expectations. Supply chain issues raising many producer concerns, but higher commodity prices help generate higher incomes. The 7th District in Chicago says expectations for farm income in 2021 strengthened across the sectors in April and early May. Drought and dry weather conditions an issue across a big part of the district. The 6th District in Atlanta says ag conditions remaining mixed. Widespread rain in the district resulted in abnormally moist to excessive wet conditions. But the southern tip of Florida, abnormally dry and moderately drought. Many said land values continue to increase. More ag news online, agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Soil erosion can put a dent in crop yields. Understand why erosion happens, when it happens, and what you can do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Erosion is a serious problem for productive agricultural land and can result in a decrease in soil productivity. Rick Cruz is an agronomy professor at Iowa State University and also the director of the Iowa Water Center. He says 35% of farmland in the Corn Belt is devoid of topsoil. Why is this happening? Topsoil erodes downslope from rain and moving water, and also as a result of some tillage practices. Having all cropland and no-till is ideal, but he says if you till, soil loss can be associated with the tillage date in the spring. Studies show that the later the tillage date, the more soil is lost.
See, before you till, we have residue cover that's protecting us against that rainfall. When you till and you plant, you open up the soil surface and water to have an impact on soil erosion losses. Then as the crop canopy grows, it covers the soil surface and the canopy then protects. So there's a window of vulnerability identified by these raindrops at which soil is likely to be most erosive for that given planting date.
He says it's going to take a systems approach to control erosion.
Earlier planting row crops, if tillage is involved, is favorable to later planting. The one that will have the biggest impact on slowing soil movement is no-till. Cover crops is probably number two. Cover crops will have an implied effect on tillage in terms of what gets done and when it gets done.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about soil erosion and what you can do about it at agriculture.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. As we head into the last part of the day today, we're still seeing some nice plus signs with our grains. July Kansas City wheat is up 1¾ at 6.31¾. September is up 1¾ at 6.39¾. We'd seen bigger gains earlier, but beginning to see a bit of erosion. And now Chicago wheat is still up, and Minneapolis wheat is still sharply lower. July corn is up 1¼ at 6.80½. September up 4½ at 6.25½. Each of the back months is still positive. July soybeans up 23 and a quarter at 1583 and a half. August beans up 19 and three quarters at 1542. So positives in the soy complex. July soybean meal is up $1.80 at 388.70. August is up $1.30 at 390.50. Soy oil doing nicely. July bean oil is up 133 points at 72.16. August is up 124 points at 69.41. So a good look so far today in the soybean complex. July cotton is up 109 points at 85.45. October is up 61 at 86.87. In livestock, fat cattle have mounted a bit of a rally here. June live cattle up 62 at 116.85. August up 17 at 117.95. All the back months are good, so a rally for fat cattle. Feeders are still down. August feeders down 72 at 149.47. September feeders down 57 at 152.05. Just can't seem to get a rally going there. Hogs remain mixed. June hogs up 45 at 120.35. July hogs, though, down 90 at 121.20. The back months are mixed as well. So a mixed day so far in the livestock complex. Gold is down. June gold is currently down $3.80 at $1,893 an ounce. We're seeing some negativity with silver, but copper is fractionally higher. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for grays and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving. The Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce supports local businesses and tourist attractions. Past improvements to the camper hookups at Riverside Park have led to an increase in campers stopping to enjoy Blue Rapids, and the parking area needs new rock. The American Legion, George Bedford, Post 169, is looking for funding for the costs associated with the new Memorial Highway named after Corporal Alan Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers, two Waterville natives who paid the ultimate price during the Vietnam War. The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for the maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. The old beef barn has been demolished and footings have been poured. Your donation will go toward continued construction costs, pens, and wash stations. Thank you for your support. The Blue Rapids Historical Society and Museum has been upgrading the museum facilities with technological and general improvements. Donations will continue to support these improvements and enable the museum to start new projects and create new exhibits and programs. The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.